Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten up.
Hello and happy Wednesday, sweet friends. I'm really excited to be back on the air. I took a little sabbatical, stepped away from the act of doing, and gave myself permission to just be, to get some writing completed and done. And I'll tell you, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, that when I get into the flow of words and the energy of my writing, it takes all different kinds of directions. And so I can't come away after a 2-week sabbatical feeling like I have even more work to do than I did previously going into it. So it's just so interesting how things play out when we make ourselves available and we ask, how may we serve? We never know how that what's going to happen and what's going to play out. And that is absolutely the conversation for today's show. We're talking about purpose here. This is, you know, so many people coming to me, whether in session, within the mentoring groups that I work with, what is my purpose? I feel like there's so much more for me to be doing. Am I making the right choice? What decision do I make? There's so much that is, you know, that stirs inside of a person. We begin to look at what it is that, you know, has been working our life, and something deeper inside of us begins to take hold. And so today's show is to help you that rather than getting stressed out and weighed down and trying to figure this out, I want to help you to create some ease with it and to, you know, really allow for your soul to take charge so that it can be in the driver's seat of your life. And that's truly what it comes down to. Now, I am no different than you. And this is what is so important to realize, is that I continue to struggle to seek out and to search for purpose. It's so funny because we get into a place where we're like, hey, I think I figured it out. I've got it. And we begin working within our capacities and we begin to start realizing, you know, what is possible in terms of what is rising. And then all of a sudden we stop. It's like the little human in us says, oh, hang on a second. There must be something more. And I think that's important for all of us to understand, is that we never truly find or fall into that purpose that we seek, that big grandiose purpose that we all are striving for and that's nudging inside of us. It's like everything within a journey. It's like ever evolving, ever growing, ever, you know, changing. And that's something that I really want, you know, you to find some peace with. It's something that I have had to really look at finding some peace in within my own life. We are these spiritual beings having this human experience, and it's in the human experience that purpose unfolds. Now, interestingly enough, you know, we can sometimes neglect or overlook what's happening in our life because we are seeking for that grandiose purpose. We know we have a calling. We know our soul is here to achieve and accomplish goals in this lifetime, and our little ego wants to know what that is. So we overlook life. We overlook what's happening. We neglect, or we almost, you know, glaze over what is playing out in life. And I want to tell you that it's been my personal experience that life unfolds to us our purpose, that it's through living this very human life under all of the conditions, the struggle, the strife, the pain that we go through, all of the challenges that we're looking to overcome and rise, you know, above, through every single aspect of that journey of ours as human beings, underneath it is purpose being revealed. So, you know, I go back into my own life to understand, you know, and for those of you who have heard me speak before, you know my story, you know, and for those that are just tuning in and listening for the very first time and only just getting to know me, there isn't anything that you can think of within your own mind under what would be a part of a storyline, you know, if you that I haven't experienced or lived through. I've run the gamut on so many things in my life that the first phase of my life, I want to say the introduction to my purpose, was nothing short of being almost hellish. I mean, it truly was of its own creation for sure. And, you know, we're all afraid about dying and going to hell. And yet I'm a huge believer that we, you know, hell is what we're living here on earth. It's, you know, based on those choices and what we're experiencing and how we're responding within, you know, reality playing out. But to know my story is to understand that there isn't anything that can shock me. There isn't anything that you can think of that I haven't lived through or had something similar within circumstance that I've had to heal and overcome. I'm not going to get into the this and that and everything of my of what that story is. Of course, you know, there are multiple ways in which to find that out. You know, listen to me speak. I'm writing my book right now, Angel on a Mission. It's going to be the full revelation, you know, coming forward in that. But again, I speak often at my retreat. Treats about this. I share my story and I've been sharing my story for many, many years in the hope that it will help someone in some way to, you know, change and make a positive difference in their life. And so my story is not something that I hold back or hide from at all. Not anymore anyway. But I would never have imagined that when I was in the depth of the darkness within my life, when it was in a place of whether it was in trying to, you know, even want to be here within the thoughts of suicide, with in extreme depression and the anxiety and everything that played out in my life. In all of those times, I would never, ever have dreamed that that was purpose revealing itself. And so it becomes important to understand that life will take us forward and through circumstances and situations in helping us to realize and to recognize, you know, what purpose is for us. That through everything, when I look back, so, you know, I've been a medium my whole entire life. So I've been communicating and having conversations with spirit and with angels, you know, and loved ones on the other side for forever and ever. Okay, that makes me sound really old. I'm not that old, but forever. So it's a part of, you know, it's a part of why I'm here. However, within that, I would never, you know, at the time when it was unacceptable to be a medium, when within my own church, within my family, within the upbringing, my community, it was really looked down on in terms of, you know, in the belief systems that were held. And so therefore, it was something I denied. It was something that I hid and I didn't, you know, disclose to anyone. I lived with this in my own, you know, in my own mind, in my own experiences, you know, believing and thinking that there was something immensely wrong with me, that God truly, truly made a big mistake the day I was born, that somewhere the recipe got all mixed up and, you know, added too much of this and not enough of that. But within it, you know, so I would never have expected that through all of that hardship and all of the, even the very dark and awful experiences that I was having in, you know, with spirit due to, you know, within vibration of what was playing out in my life, that in those darkest of times, I would never have expected that purpose would reveal itself, that I be someone who is teaching other mediums how to be authentic within their life, helping, you know, having a job where I'm actually communicating and providing and bringing, you know, bridging heaven and earth for my clients, that I am speaking and becoming you know, someone who's becoming this advocate for mediums everywhere, for this to become such a norm within our society. Just like we look to yoga or we look to meditation, all of those things that were so off the wall when they were introduced or when they would come up, that people ran the other direction in fear. I really feel that as calling for me in terms of mediumship, in terms of the direction. I would never have thought even 5 years ago that this would be the direction I was going. I would never have thought, you know, 25 years ago that this would be the direction I was going. But it's been through my life experiences and the conversations that I've had with people in my life that have led me to where I am today. Now, it's no different in terms of when we look at some of the darker things that played out. And so, as I said, the depths of depression, to be in a place which is like the gutter of life. And I know that for those of you who have suffered with depression or, you know, maybe are dealing with it now, you understand what I'm saying, that it just feels easier to roll over. You know, when you're in that, when you're down in the darkness of it, let's just roll over and dig deeper, right? It's easier because that light feels so far away. And so within it, we we begin, you can understand, you know, what it's like to be able to come away from that, to rise up out of that. And I would never, when I was going through that time of my depression, when I had given up all will to live and I wasn't able to see the sun in any daylight, you know, whatsoever, I would never have thought that I would be working and helping other people to move forward and come and, you know, to heal within their depression, to heal within their anxiety disorders, to understand and to know themselves, you know, and know life, to create life, to be actively engaged with, you know, choosing and doing and being more. You see, when we're in the pit of it, we can't see it because we're, as humans, having to deal with whatever's coming up. We are, you know, situations are thrown at us and we become reactive in a state where we almost need to, we're in a coping mechanism, you know, how do we cope? And we're not really prepared to cope with some of the situations that come forward in our life. And so we do the best we can. You know, we make choices and decisions based on what we know how, the knowledge and information we have at the time. And so we begin to, you know, that's how we grow. That's how we evolve. And then, you know, we begin to collect this wisdom. I'm a huge believer that we are not here in this life to learn lessons. We're not here at all for lessons, but we are here to gather wisdom. And every single thing that we go through, every experience, you know, is a part of gathering wisdom. And it's through the gathering of that wisdom that purpose begins to reveal itself. Life brings us situations to help us to heal something within us, to understand something greater about life, to understand something greater about relationships, about health. All kinds of situations that play up around us and for us are helping us to reveal purpose. One of the things, you know, when I go back in terms of what is even my career, I mean, when I look at me being on the radio, as I said, when I mentoring, you know, a large number of other mediums and facilitating retreats and, you know, writing books and doing all this stuff. I mean, never in a million years would I have ever anticipated that when I look back. But as that plays out, it begins to show itself. Like when I first left my job, you know, I always say my job, it's like I'm not working now. My work has become my play. And it's so fulfilling. But when I was at my old job, you know, my 9-to-5, my Monday to Friday job, I knew that there was something more for me. I was uncomfortable. I knew that there was more possibility. I was stressed out. I felt weighed down. And I was recognizing that there was something more that could be available to me. I did not know what it was. I did not know what it was that would unfold. But it was about, you know, okay, really beginning where I was at that moment. Even in the awareness that there is potentials and possibilities for more inside of us, we begin to invite it into our experience. We, by law of attraction, the moment we become aware of it, we begin to invite life to bring to us the situations, the events, the people to help to reveal what is sitting at and what is known at that deep soul level inside of us. And that's exactly what happened to me. As I stepped away from that old job and I started into the business of spirit, as I began to sit with clients, purpose began to reveal itself. It seemed like every other person who came to see me, if not for a period of time, maybe it was all of them, began coming forward and disclosing to me that they were mediums too, and asking me how it is that I received spirit. And how was it that I was able to create some ease with it and not become overwhelmed or not go into, you know, and to live without being in fear? And I realized through the conversations that I was having with my clients and the questions that I was answering them, that it was a way that life was asking me to step forward as a teacher, to be able to start teaching and helping these individuals to understand their gifts, their talents, to overcome their fears, and to really begin to create within their world something that was fulfilling, something that answered a calling deeper inside of them, whether or not they realized it. The day I opened up my business, I would never have imagined that I would have moved into a teaching capacity. But that's what unfolded. For me, starting where I was and just beginning with what I knew and using what I had available to me, the resources at that time, that life began to unfold, that by law of attraction, you know, and an answer to that question, that yearning for something more, the universe showed up. It had brought everything forward. Now, it's been through that individual teaching that things began to evolve from there, that suddenly I was beginning to recognize that there were so many people and that it would probably be it would be easier. I could help more people than, you know, at a time if I looked at creating workshops, if I started teaching in greater capacities than what I was, because working one-on-one or with one or two people, that was great. However, I was becoming, you know, energetically, I was depleting, I was tired, I was looking for ways in which to, you know, work more, work less and make more money. That's always been, you know, a part of like, how can I serve and how can I enjoy my life and how can I take away this aspect of having to work so hard but still have the flow of abundance within my life? That's been always one of the questions and one of the things I've been working with in conjunction with the universe. But as, you know, and moving forward from that was where suddenly then I was in front of not just one or two people at a time, but 10 or 20, or at some of my, you know, within, and as that evolved from the workshops, now in conversations I was having with those people attending workshops, they were looking to not only engage within their intuitive and natural gifts and abilities, but they wanted some peace in their life, that their stories matched my stories of where I had been, what I had overcome, what I had healed inside of me. And now here they were gathering and asking for healing. And so in that, life began to show me and began to move forward into capacity of providing and facilitating retreats. You see, I would never have thought when I was back there all those years ago, again, I'm making myself sound old, that in the gutter of my life, that I would be helping others to heal and to rise and to claim their life. You see, the point of my story, and I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, and for, you know, those who know me, I have the gift of gab, so that's not a problem. But to understand that we never really know what the grandiose purpose is. We can feel it, but to identify and pinpoint it really is not, it's not that simple. It's about asking us, it's like all of the powers that be ask us to use our gifts and skills and talents in this moment of what we have today. Start using these unique talents today. And by taking that action, that the next step begins to unfold. The next stage of our life gets revealed. 2018, you know, we're here in this year too. This is a year where we are being asked to go deeper inside of ourselves, to really connect deep within with our own truth, and then to use what is within us and be a positive contribution to humanity, to step up our game and to share ourselves with the world in a different way. And you see, when we can understand that step by step, that today will bring tomorrow. And as tomorrow comes, that purpose begins to unfold, that we can get into a place where we will fulfill our purpose and calling, that our soul will ensure that it's accomplished. But our little ego, our little mind likes to think it has to be the human doer. But that's not how it works at all. We really are being asked to enjoy the process of our life, the unfolding, because it's in the process and unfolding of our life that purpose is revealed, that we will answer our call. And in fact, I always, you know, one of the things I say, who are we as these little humans? Who do we think we are that we need to know God's plan? Who do we think we are that we need to have the answers that our higher power holds? It's not up to us, but for us to be open and allowing and ready and available to serve, and to serve with whatever we know now, wherever we are within our life, and to know that all that we're being prepared. You know, I look back at my life through everything that I was going through, all of those, you know, when I look in terms of, you know, I can take this in so many different directions. I'm just going to talk in terms of, you know, just being this medium. When I think back to all of the experiences that I had with spirit, whether they were with loved ones who had passed, whether my own grandmother or grandfather, or, you know, whether other family members that I had been in connection with at the time in my youth, that my conversations with the angels and being connected with spirit guides in those ways, that everything that was so good within it was a part of my purpose. And that through every dark experience that I had with spirit in the, you know, because when we're living a low vibrational life, we have low vibrational experiences with spirit. And so in the living of that I would never have, you know, anticipated that it would be about taking charge and understanding. But you see, I was learning. I was being prepared through each and every one of those experiences in what I was living through, in what I grew to understand, the wisdom that was being revealed, and in that, in the follow-through, that every divinely inspired idea was a part of some other plan. And it was a plan that is in the makeup of my own soul. And it is in that, in the agreement, the contract, and understanding of that which is God within. And so purpose reveals itself as life unfolds. Now, I'm going to be going to commercial break here shortly, but I do want to make sure to let you know, of course, back live today. And I want to appreciate again your patience for, you know, in as I've stepped away. But I am. The phone lines open up after the commercial break. So if you would like to chat with me, if you want some, you know, direction or some encouragement in terms of what purpose is for you or what life is asking for you, give me a call. That number is 248-809-3475. Your questions are welcome. And of course, you can hang out in the forum on Facebook as well if you're not a part of that community. And I do take, you know, post your questions, the things that you're looking for, you know, in answer there. And I will do my best to help and support and to guide you through that all, you know, each and every day that I'm on the air. So again, I want to give you that number. It is 248-809-3475. So as we move forward, you know, into this time of break, I really invite you to begin to kind of evaluate your life. Now, you're not going to get it done in the 2 minutes that we go to commercial, but I want to encourage you to start, to just begin to take a look at your life, to be an observer, and to see the situations that have played out time and time again. Have you been in one difficult relationship after the other? Because it can be life asking you to learn everything you can in regards to relationships. Have you struggled with money time and time again, where there feels like there's not enough, where you're not able to pay bills or make ends meet, where you feel like you're living this vicious circle in your finances? It can be that you are being asked to learn all you can. And again, not really learning lessons, we're gaining wisdom. What wisdoms, what are you learning through your experiences? Because in that, life is starting to help you to recognize your purpose. Take charge in this way. We are in a powerful energy period right now. I mean, when we look at what's playing out within the heavens, and especially even today, I mean, here we are, April the 11th. Hello, we're in the 11th, you know, it's an 11 year. I love it. We're in a fourth month, which is, again, I love it. I mean, thank you, angels. But we look at the power of what today brings even. There is so much potential for all of us here, as long as we are prepared to follow through with taking some action. And sometimes that action is to simply evaluate where we've been, what's been going on. Could it be that this whole time your life has been showing you your purpose, and that maybe you've had the blinders on? Just as my life was showing me but I never realized it. And I never realized it until I took action, until I started where I was. After the commercial break, I'm going to give you some keys in helping you to, you know, solve the mystery a little bit, to begin to start working with things in a deeper place for yourself so that you can have those realizations, that you can start to make some deeper connections within your own life and help bring some understanding. Because, I mean, it can be such a mystery for all of us. I know it still is for me. So if you're tuning in for the answer today, oh, darn, I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. You're in the right place. Of course you are. And a reminder about your phone calls. Give me a shout. Let's have a conversation. The number is 248-809-3475. I love to share in conversation. Remember, your questions, your story can bring so much help to someone else who is tuning in as well. So please be the voice. So, you know, typically, you know, we look at it and I'm saying every single one of us feels this. And I've been speaking at retreats for women. I've been speaking about everything from creativity to, you know, working with the laws of attraction, to be working within our gifts and talents and abilities within our life. And every part of those conversations, some of the most intense conversations we have is about that of establishing our life's purpose, of knowing that there's something bigger and greater inside of all of us. And so I'm going to give you a small key to what that is going to be to help you to begin to move forward.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller is sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs
what's
like this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
When you have breast cancer, these are some of the first words you hear. HER2 new oncogene, ductal carcinoma in situ. What do they mean? How can you decide what to do if you can't even say what you have? This is Olivia Newton-John. You can go to breastcancer.org, a special place on the internet where you can learn how to say all those medical words and find out what they mean. Understand your diagnosis and your treatment options. Breastcancer.org, the first place to go the minute you find out you have breast cancer.
Well, he moved early. That's going to draw the yellow flag.
Offsides, number 72, 5 yards.
Check out this fan leaving the game. He's headed straight up the middle and right into a sobriety checkpoint. Let's see how he handles it.
No, officer, I haven't been drinking. I'm the designated driver.
Upon further review, this fan made the right call by being a designated driver.
Sign up to be the designated driver at the stadium and always buckle up. You could follow your favorite NFL team to the Super Bowl, provided as a public service by the station and Team Coalition.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway, just enjoy your life. Get out of here.
way, lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
Every time I hear the song for my show, I get into extreme gratitude for Karen Drucker, who is the recording artist who shared and gave me gifted me this song to use as a part of my show. And every time I hear it, you know, I'm listening to it, I'm saying, trust the mystery. And I'm like, here, you know, I'm going to help you try to solve that mystery. But I think even the lyrics of that song really speak to what is, you know, our conversation today. It is about trusting the mystery, trusting that we're exactly where we need to be, and that life is playing out exactly as it, you know, we're in perfect timing. Everything's exactly perfect because it is in there that everything is being revealed. I think that it's such a, it's like, I feel like wrapping up the show. It's like she said it right there. Trust the mystery, because it is, falling into trust with ourselves, falling into trust with the fact that who we are does make a difference, and that we do have, we do have goals. We have things that our soul is here to accomplish, that there is a calling and something so much bigger inside each and every one of us, but to trust the unfolding, because our soul is going to ensure that all of those goals are answered. Before I get into sharing some of the, you know, some of the key things and helping you to kind of tap into what maybe what life is asking of you. This past weekend, as many of you know, may or may not know, of course, is within our community, very close within, I'm in Canada, of course, Western Canada, and very close to me, of course, there has been a real tragic, a tragic accident within the hockey community. And so within it, you know, the ripple effect of the death of, you know, 15 people within this accident, the traumas, the tragedy of it all. And again, as I say, I work with so many amazing mediums in the world. I was fielding all kinds of questions this past weekend in terms of what's our role here? How do we serve? How do we help? And so in answer to that, you know, really falling into play with asking, you know, of ourself, you know, how is it that we feel we're capable of serving? And sometimes in the middle of any situation, whether it be a traumatic event of what's played out for us here this last weekend, or within your own life in what's playing out right now, you know, if there is hardship, if there is trouble, sometimes we simply just need to pray. We simply just need to get into a heart space to be able to invoke change for our life, to call it in, to praise or give blessing or push it forward for others, but also claim it for ourselves, for our life. That sometimes in any situation, that part of our calling is simply to pray. One of the things I teach all my mediums, and I always say my mediums, it's like I own everybody. I really don't. But I talk about my tribe and my community in that way. But what I say to my mediums often is that if it's in front of us, it's for us. And so our calling sometimes in recognizing our purpose is that whatever is playing out, whatever is in front of us, is our purpose at that moment in time. That our purpose might be for prayer. Our purpose in that moment, and it doesn't matter, you know, when we look at having these gifts and talents and abilities, you know, if you feel a call to write, then take action and start writing. If you feel a call to start speaking, then start speaking. If you feel like you want to be doing readings for people and validating life after death, then start validating life after death. If you are a healer and you feel like you would like to help and heal people, or help people in healing themselves, really, we don't do the work, right? But in being of service in that capacity to bring forth healing through you, then take action and start doing some healing work. Sometimes our purpose may be as simple as prayer, and sometimes our purpose might be simply being the mom, consoling our children. If you feel called to comfort someone, comfort them, because in that, it's purpose. That sometimes we believe that what we need to be doing needs to be so grandiose. And yet it's through the simple things within our own life where we are living our purpose. You see, as Abraham Hicks teaches and speaks, as Abraham says, is that our purpose of life is to be happy. And if we're not happy, we're not in purpose. That it doesn't matter what job, what role we have, what title. It doesn't matter whether we are flipping burgers at McDonald's or we are on stage and speaking to thousands of people. As long as we are happy doing whatever we are doing, we are living our purpose. Because ultimately, happiness is it. So if we're not within there, we need to start looking at ways to create more happiness within our life. And again, I shocked one of my clients the other day in session when I said to her that it's not our responsibility to make other people happy, but it is our responsibility to find more happiness for ourselves within our own life. And so when we can understand that no matter what we choose to do, that if ultimately how we feel and how we feel is happy while we're doing it, that's a part of our purpose. That purpose, I think we really, this is one of the biggest things that in talking about the keys to discovering, you know, what it is for you, is to know that this isn't a one-time thing. We don't just have one purpose here in life. That we actually, our soul has many things that it wants to experience. As I say, as we go through this journey, we're gaining wisdom about ourself, and the universe is revealing to us all of these little clues. It's kind of like a hidden treasure hunt to help us to sense and that give us that sense of purpose, that sense of happiness. And as we're doing it, we evolve, life changes. And so it personally, it's my experience that it's not just about doing one thing. Now, there may be on occasion that there are people out there who know their purpose. They've got one purpose, and that's great. But for the majority of us, I think there's a larger percentage of people who haven't figured it out yet. And we haven't figured it out yet because it's ever evolving and ever changing, and because there is more than one thing that we're here to accomplish and achieve and do. And ultimately, as I said, that is about how can we begin, you know, creating more happiness within our own life. Now, many people think that purpose should be obvious, and it should be able to identify it, like, so easy. And actually, because we can identify it and because it's not obvious, we get really frustrated and we start to get really disappointed in life and disappointed in ourselves. But as I said before, that typically our purpose will be slow to show itself. It could take several years, as it did for me. But we need to be putting one foot in front of the other, following where our heart and talents and life are leading us. So the first key into, you know, solving this mystery of why you're here and why, you know, have you stopped to ask yourself? And I don't mean from a headspace, not from the mindscape, but getting out of the head, falling deeply into your heart and having a conversation with yourself, not asking or seeking out guidance from outside of you, not questioning spirit, not asking the angels, not going to, you know, a friend to do a reading for you, no cards, simply getting quiet enough inside of yourself so that you can commune with the God part of you, to have a conversation with God, with your higher self, to just asking you. You have so much wisdom already that is, you know, we each do at the core of who we are. And that by simply getting quiet enough so that we can ask some questions, you know, if you get out of your head and you fall into your heart and you simply say hello to yourself, you know, hello, hello, angel, hello, God. Why am I here? What answer do you get? I know the first time that I ever asked that question, I was told to love. I'm like, really? That's my purpose? I'm here to love? Sounds really, you know, I mean, really, when you think of that, that's a pretty big purpose. Yeah, that, yeah, our purpose to love. Of course it is. So instead of getting frustrated and saying, really, that's all I got, I went back to myself. I fell back, you know, I got out of my head and fell deep into my heart again. And I sat there in presence with me. And I just said, thank you for that. I'm here to love. How do I do that? And then I hear the word of forgive. You see, sometimes we're looking for the big reveal. And yet the answers come in simple little statements or even in just a word. And for me to hear the word forgive, that was big. And of course, I've done many, many shows in regards to forgiveness and understanding that we give for our happiness, we give for our peace, we give for. It's not about anybody else, but what we do for ourselves, right? And how did I discover that? Because I went back and I asked again. I said, thank you for that. How do I begin to forgive? And I heard, start with you. And then that's the action I took. I didn't know, again, I knew my purpose was to love. But I was never told, Bonnie, your purpose is to mentor and facilitate, other mediums in helping them to realize their gifts and full potentials. I mean, that wasn't given to me. Your purpose is to have a radio show and speak to everybody out there and help them to find some flow and some ease and balance between being human and spiritual. That wasn't given to me. No, what was given to me was I was to love, I was to forgive, and I needed to start with myself. So I invite you to start with you. You know, again, stop looking externally and start going internally. This is 2018. We are being asked to go within this year to establish a deeper connection with who we are, to realize our value, to understand our truth, and to live it from the inside out. But we need to go in first, and we need to go in to be and start asking some of those really, really important questions. Okay? So start with you. All right, the next part, I really want to encourage you to, you know, as I said at the commercial break, you know, was really starting to be the observer. Start taking a look at your life. And this is where I invite you to get a pen and paper out and just start making a list of things, because purpose emerges through experience. As I said, what experiences, what have been some of the key themes in your life in terms of experiences? One of the, you know, and you just begin just writing things down. Don't try to make sense of it. That's not what you're looking for yet. You're just writing down, you know, I've had relationship problems. I've had financial problems. I've been denying that I've been a medium my whole life. You know, whatever that is, just start evaluating your life. Start doing a little, be the observer and start analyzing what has been playing out. You see, when we set, you know, our course, you know, by all means, we set out on this course and we follow what feels and seems right to us. And that's important. Feel into things. If it feels right, it is for you. What is yours will always find you. But what, you know, what have your experiences been asking of you? Give this a chance. You know, if it causes you to change your mind, then I'm going to say it's probably not the right path for you. But if there's something that stays there over and over and over and it won't leave, it's a part of your purpose. When I look back on my life again, I remember sitting in the school gymnasium, and we would have guest speakers come in, and they would stand in front of all of the class, and that they would talk and they would share their story. And often the story was that of, you know, how they had suffered, whether they had been in car accidents or fires, or they had been bullied, whatever the situations were. That as they stood and they spoke and they shared the story with all the students in that room, and then they would bring it all together with all of this hope and help, you know, giving tools and directions in terms of, you know, how, you know, all the students there could make some new choices for themselves, and that they realized that they were worthy, and that their, you know, life was, there was other possibilities for life. I remember being in awe of them. I wanted to be them. And then when I looked back, when I did this exact exercise and I had my journal and pen, I remembered all the times that I enjoyed listening to those speakers and how I wished I could be that person sharing my story and helping others. That was purpose revealing itself, even at a very young age. So go back in this as you're writing. Go back. What did you want to do when you were little? When you were a little boy, a little girl? What did you dream of being when you grew up? What career did you fantasize about? You know, did you always focus on being a dancer? Did you always focus on being a musician? Did you always, you know, see yourself as being a mother or a father? You see, all of those things are purpose. And so just take some time, because purpose will reveal. It emerges through experience. So the other thing I can tell you about purpose is that we get so frustrated because our ego, our human mind, we want instant gratification. We want things to happen right now. And as I said earlier, purpose does not reveal itself immediately. And so it is also in that same breath to know that everything is perfectly timed, that you are always exactly where you are meant to be. And that sometimes when things don't happen in the time frame that we're expecting it, we think that we've lost, we've missed the boat, or we've made a wrong decision somewhere. And in our society in particular, you know, there's this belief that, you know, making a mistake, when we make a mistake, that we need a fresh start. But it's not that we need a fresh start. There's no new beginning, because when we look at it, that's a part of the whole. That every experience, you know, I mean, we begin every day. We begin with every breath. So it's not about making a fresh start. Many people believe that it is about it, but it's not. What I understand is that we've got a dream. And it's not about being desperate for things to happen, because, you know, man, when we add desperation into anything, we block what is emerging. We slow it down. So just know that wherever you are, that it is going to unfold in the perfect time when you are ready, when you have been fully prepared to take it on. Just as I said, I was being prepared many, many years ago, Again, making myself sound old. Whoops. But when I was a child, I was being prepared for what I'm doing today. What if where you are right now, you're just being prepared? Would you be willing to just allow yourself to live within life just the way it is right now, without imposing your expectations upon life, without demanding that it be now, without trying to control it or believing that you need to start over? Just no desperation. If you've got a dream and your heart is beating with it, no matter how long it takes to happen, it will happen. You will know when it's the perfect time, that what is for you will always find you. So if you think that there's been a missed opportunity, you're wrong, because what's yours will always come back, and it will call to you again. And that it will call to you again when circumstances within your life shift and open for it to be revealed. So I also make it a point to point out with people that, you know, we are already qualified for whatever it is that our purpose, you know, our purpose is. And what I mean by that is our soul has lived many, many lifetimes. It has all of the resources, all of the tools, everything that we need in order to succeed within this life. We come into this world already qualified. So, you know, yes, seek out training. I believe that when we take classes and courses, there's a part of a remembering that takes place. You know, There is a natural genius in each and every one of us, an expert. And so we just need to start, you know, as I said, start where we are and take a next step. And most importantly, as I'm coming into the close of things here today, the final thing is enjoy this as an adventure. Don't get too stressed out about this. You know, don't put pressure on yourself about clarifying your purpose. Yes, your purpose might indeed be something grand and maybe something complicated, or it may be as simple as being loving and kind to others wherever you go. You know, how does that feel? I mean, I listen, I'm like, wow, that's it for me. That's my purpose. My purpose is to be kind and loving wherever I go. And that whatever job I'm doing, as long as I'm feeling fulfilled within it, as long as I am happy that I am living my purpose, that when I am with, you know, with my kids, and this last week I was over at my son's place and preparing the nursery for their new arrival in this summer. I was so happy in that moment. I was had my creative juju happening, and you know, I was enjoying time with my daughter-in-law, visiting and having conversation. My purpose was so simple that day. I was happy. And here I was happy, I mean, painting a wall. So purpose, please, sweet friends, don't overcomplicate this for yourself. Life will take you in the direction, in answer to the goals of your soul. That your soul is going to ensure that you are on path. It is going to ensure that you find your calling. But it's not about knowing it right here, right now. But it is important to be present right here, right now. Take delight in your life. Allow and watch it unfold. Be the observer. Take a look at where you've been, what you've had to overcome. What are the repeating themes or the stories in your life? Because through there, you will begin to identify what your purpose is. Because honestly, life really is beautiful. And as long when we're living in the present moment and we're loving in the present moment and we're being okay with where we are, purpose shows up. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. Take a little overview of, you know, as I said, of your life. But most importantly, take the pressure off. Trust the mystery. Because it is through there that all will be revealed. All right, my sweet friends, from my heart to yours, I want to say thank you so much for tuning into today's show. Big love to each and every one of you. Bye for now.